Okay, good morning, everybody. Today is certainly a day when Yerushalayim in Israel forefront of our minds. This day after Yom Yerushalayim, as the situation there continues to escalate in the unfortunately very familiar routine of barrages of rockets, you know, followed by the necessary, you know, retaliatory strikes of Tzahal, and then all the, you know, accusations of, you know, targeting the innocents when, you know, we were dealing with the situation, as we have been for many decades now, of the very cynical usage of, you know, women and children and non-combatants as human shields, not just as a sort of, you know, a one-off or, you know, an occasional, you know, tactic, but as a complete strategy, you know, shooting rockets from, you know, residential areas and, you know, at civilians and then claiming, you know, war crimes, you know, in response when, you know, Tzahal tries to, does everything possible to reflect, you know, Tzedek and Mishpat, which we'll talk about today. So Yerushalayim is very much on our minds. We're thinking of all of Tzion, but really since this started in Yerushalayim, again, very cynically, our adversaries, you know, using Yerushalayim as a political tool and a cudgel and, you know, using it as a, you know, a locus from which to start riots under the guise of, you know, freedom of religious worship, which Israel has always protected, which our enemies never granted to us, but we always granted to them. And then again, very cynically to use, you know, worship in a, you know, in a place of, you know, legitimate worship to use that as a center of violence and rioting. And then to claim, you know, well, Israel, you know, is attacking worshippers who are just peacefully going about their business. Again, it's all very cynical. It's all very deceptive. It's meant for world consumption. It's based on a very deep understanding of how the world reacts to these things. And once again, we feel, you know, that sense of Heinam levadad yishko nuvagoyim lo yischashav. It's very difficult, you know, for us to try to, you know, present things to the world and even to a certain extent to the Jewish world. But this is, you know, the challenge that we have, and we have to, you know, rise to it. So Mizmor Kof Yud very much deals with these things. Mizmor Kof Yud is interpreted by Chazal to be talking about Avram, how Avram was sort of selected as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's emissary in the world as opposed to Malki Tzedek. Nishba Adonai velo yinachem, ata kohen leolam al divrasi Malki Tzedek. I don't mean kohen in the sense of the person who's doing the avod in the Mikdash, but kohen in the sense of the teacher of the world. Mamlachas kohenim v'goy kadosh, so Malki Tzedek was replaced by Avram Avinu. Malki Tzedek made the mistake of first acknowledging Avram's contribution. Baruch Avram, l'kel yon, k'nei shamayim v'aretz, u'baruch kel yon, asher migin zerach v'yadecha. Malki Tzedek was, you know, an unqualified emissary for the divine word because he, you know, first acknowledged Avram and then acknowledged God. He should have understood that God is in control of events and that Avram was just, you know, his agent in terms of the war of the four kings. So Avram was chosen in his place. Now, according to the Pshat and the Radak notes this, it's talking about David HaMelech, and it's entirely appropriate, because if you think about it, David was really the one who brought Avram's vision to its fruition. The Pasuk in Shmuel says, Vayihi David osa mishpat u'tzedaka l'chol amo. He was the source of mishpat and tzedaka in the Jewish people. And we have to remember, why was Avram chosen? For that exact reason, ki yedativ l'man asher yetzavez banaves beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedaka mishpat. It's the values of tzedaka and mishpat. And lo and behold, tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedaka. Yeshayahu comes and he puts the, you know, the final makeh v'patish, the final nail, you know, in the structure, which is that, you know, how is Zion, how is Tzion, the city that's on our mind today, going to be redeemed? Well, it's going to be redeemed, of course, through tzedaka and mishpat. That will always be the means of its redemption. That will always be at the heart of what Yerushalayim is all about. So when it says, Vahi David osa, you know, mishpat u'tzedaka l'chol amo, so that's a reflection of David's capacity to carry out the vision of Avram Avinu, and Avram, you know, who was chosen in place of Malki Tzedek. It's the Malbim who notes that it's no surprise that all kings of Yerushalayim are referred to as Malki Tzedek, because Tzedek has to be at the core of, you know, what the Yerushalayim experience is. And, you know, even as Tzahal
is compelled to engage in, in violence today, necessary violence, justified violence. It always does so with a capacity, an enormous capacity, I think an unrivaled capacity, not just today, but historically, for fighting with tzedek and Tohar HaNeshek, and again, doing everything possible to make sure that it's only, the terrorists, who are caught up, in the violence. So, the pasuk in the Mizmor that I'll be thinking about most today is definitely pasuk bet. Mateh uscha yishlach Hashem mitzion. Hashem should send his staff of strength. Mateh uscha yishlach Hashem mitzion. And he should use it to smite his enemies, because make no mistake about it, it's not, the fact that the Jewish people are doing X or Y, but that we're dealing with Hamas. They're implacably opposed to the Jewish people, to the Jewish presence, in the land of Israel, but to the Jewish people in general. The, Protocols of the Elders of Zion is part of their, foundational document, and that they remain, implacably hostile to us as a people. And again, Yadin Bagoyim, the Mizmor concludes, we say it every Shabbos, Yadin Bagoyim Ale Gevios Machatzor Shel Eretz Rabah Minachal Baderach Yishtel Kein Yerim Rosh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring justice to the world. Yadin Bagoyim Ale Gevios. Unfortunately, even if it requires sometimes the necessary violence, Machatzor Shel Eretz Rabah, Kadosh Baruch Hu acting, in this case as the Ish Milchama, Minachal Baderach Yishtel Al Ken Yarim Rosh, the Jewish people will have a Nisias Rosh, will be able to lift their heads and hold their heads high because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will vindicate us. So again, God should watch out for all of the Chayalim today and for all of the Ezrachim, all of the civilians throughout the land of Israel, especially those who are experiencing barrages right now, and quickly restore shalom and strength. Hashem Ozam Oyitein, Hashem Yivarech Etamova Shalom.